Heilige Gees vir insig wat ons laat vas staan vandag op 'n gebeurtenis 2000 jaar terug wat ons glo met ons hele hart was waaragtig die dood en opstanding van die Here Jesus Christus. Ons glo wat 2000 jaar terug gebeur het was God se plan vir redding van mense. En vandag in 2022 sit ons geloof in daai volkome werk waarvan ons wel net 'n geskiedenis opskrif in die woord het oor die gebeurtenis, maar wat die Heilige Gees vasmaak in ons harte as waar, as waarheid. Dankie dat ons sien mense se lewens verander deur om hulle geloof te sit in woorde soos vir die wat my aanneem sal kinders van God wees. I worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All praise and glory to you. In your holy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, music team. We will sing the last song at the end of the service. Is dit nie interessant? Welkom vir almal wat kyk op YouTube of op whatever media julle gebruik. Is dit nie interessant dat jy en ek wat hier sit, jou geloof in 'n geskiedenisgebeurtenis gesit van 2000 jaar wat met opskrif en manuskripte en goed opgetel is. En ons sit ons hele lewe daarin en ons sê dis vir my waar. En die getuienis is dit wat ek my geloof ingesit het as God maak die Gees dit waarheid en omdat die Gees dit waarheid maak verander ons lewens. En daar kom 'n vrede wat bo verstand is. Daar kom 'n doel in die lewe wat jy nie kan verklaar nie. Dis baie geskiedenisboeke oral in die wêreld, maar daar's een boek wat as jy jou lewe insit daarin, verander jy. It's quite interesting, hè? Van daardie boek is vol geskryf van die lewende God wat bemoeienis maak met mensdom, veral met sy mense. Isn't that interesting? A living God who makes concerned effort with his people, firstly, and with all the world, the lost. And I put my faith in it. I put my faith that when I read that the Lord did this and the Lord did that, and I believe that's true. And my life starts changing. I put my faith in that God loves me as an Abba Father, we did it last week, that He cares for me and my family. Put my faith in it, in those statements. The Holy Spirit makes it alive and says, yes, it is, it's me. So elkeen van julle wat hier sit, het wel, deur die Gees sê so, die Bybel sê so, elkeen van julle wat hier sit, het 'n mate van geloof. Want alreeds glo jy 'n klomp goed van God af, wat jy kry deur die woord en wat mense sê, wel, check het asseblief wat mense sê deur die woord. Maar anyway, faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. And this last week we spoke about Father, Abba Father, and we spoke about God the Father, what an awesome God He is. And we are, if He's a Father, we are His sons. If He's a Father, we are His children. But Paul says something interesting, and ek wil 'n baie volwasse inleiding gee vir oggend. Want ons praat oor preparing for the bridegroom. Voorberei vir die bruidegom. Maar ek weet, daar's mense wat sê, ja, maar ons is nie die bruid, en die kerk is nie dit, en dit is nie dat nie, en is ok, jy sort dit uit. Ek wil regtig 'n paar goed oopbreek vir oggend, wat baie belangrik is, en ek bid dat die Heilige Gees jou sal met jou diepste, diep hart werk. Ons het laas week bietjie gedeel oor kindskap en vaderskap, vader en kind, en jy leer het, vooral op die kampe, leer ons van vader, wat reg is, is vader all over. But we learn about being a child of God, becoming a son of God, through being born again. So you know that part. We did it the last 2 weeks, and a lot of you have got that knowledge. But I want to read you something. It's not on the board. This is just out of the Bible. The board's also from the Bible, but I want to read something for you. Ephesians 5, for you writing down, and may God's blessing be upon his word. Ephesians 5, verse 31 and 32. Paul's writing, and he says an interesting thing to the Ephesians. He says, for this reason a man will leave his mother and father. I praat uit Genesis. For this reason a man will leave his mother and father and be joined to his wife. A man will leave his mother and father and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Does it say so in your Bible? Okay. He's talking about husband and wife. I mean, that's just clear cut. For this reason, a man will, and he'll be joined to his wife. Okay? And the two will become one flesh. Now, he says something interesting, because before that, he was speaking about Christ and the church. And members of Christ's body, church, body, church, body. Catch this. Then he says, this mystery is profound. I am talking about Christ and the church. Hy kom en hy sê, wat sê in Afrikaans? This mystery, vers 32. Hierdie wat? Verborgenheid. It's a word in English called mystery. Paul says, this about Christ and the church and the two becoming one, like a husband and wife, he says is a mystery. And you can go and check this, what I'm saying. All over the Bible talks about mystery, 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 mystery. A mystery is something you don't understand. Mystery is not a fable. There's a verskil tussen a fable, is dit goeie Afrikaans? Dankie. There's a difference between a fable and a verborgenheid. There's a difference between an old wife's tale and a mystery. A mystery is just something that's either not been solved, or a mystery is something we don't understand, we don't see it, but it is possible to have it solved. Is julle saam met my? A verborgenheid is iets wat jy nie nog nou al verstaan voluit, maar dit word, dit kan verstaan word, en in die oorspronklike, dit is nou baie precious, hier is maar net die inleiding, wat ek wil sê is, sê dit, a mystery of the two becoming one flesh, is a word used mysterion, and that word means it's not permanently hidden, dit is nie vir ewig verborgen nie, but it will be revealed, by revelation. Isn't that beautiful? Die verborgenheid van Christus en sy liggaam, Christus en sy kerk, Christus en sy kinders, Christus en sy bruid, is 'n verborgenheid. It's a mystery, but it's been revealed daily. God is opening this up for his church. We don't fully understand. If I go to someone and say, Karine and I are one, they'll say, you're talking nonsense. There's Karine, there, yes, you. How can you be one? God said the two will become one. It's a mystery. You follow what I'm saying? And then you could say, but Jesus and us, we're not one. But the Bible says this is a verborgenheid that's going to be revealed by revelation of the Holy Spirit. En so ek gaan een of twee goeitjies net oopbreek vanoggend, en ek wil graag hê julle moet dit hoor. Ek wil julle moet gou net die prentjie kyk. Onthou julle, ons het nou net gesing van die kruis. Het lyk soos 'n snaakse bruilof nie. Maar daai prentjie het my gefassineer. Ek dink dit is so precious. Die bruidegom en die bruid. En die verborgenheid van Christus wat sterf, vir sondige mense, om jou sy kind te maak. jou sy liggaam te maak. En uiteindelik jou bruid te wees. Is amazing, die precious. And I know guys, we don't understand the bride thing so cool, but it's okay. The revelation will still eat us. Dads with daughters probably understand it better. Who are married. I just want to talk, start this morning, we're going to focus on one. Maar ek wil net praat van four mysteries within the kingdom of God. Vier verborgenhede in die koninkryk van die Here. Maar ek gaan net drie aanraak en dan gaan ons na een toe, dan gaan ons een vastmaak. Drie verborgenhede. So as iemand met jou wil stry, moet jy sê, weet jy wat, dis 'n mystery. But the word of God says so. The first one is Matthew 16. And we're going to read in, this is just the first one of the mystery of the kingdom. Matthew 16 verse 18. He says to Peter, I tell you that you, Peter, and on this rock, that statement Peter made, you are the Christ, Son of the living God. He says, and on this rock I will build my church, my ecclesia. I will build, say with me, build. Now there's a reason I'm going to say this. Okay, this is very important. For you guys watching, I want you to listen. Soften your hearts and listen to what the Word of God says. There's a lot of nice teachings going on around us, and some of them are not exactly accurate. Jesus says, I will build. He didn't say it's built. I'll build my church. It's in the process of going up. It's not finished. The work of the cross is finished. Redemption is finished. The building of the church is not finished. All right. I will build my church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Say with me, I am, as a born again Christian, a living stone, part of the building, part of the ecclesia. I'm part of the called out ones. Our churches, yeah, all over have got lovely stone buildings, but that's not the church of God. The living stones are. We, the church of God. That's buildings where people could come into worship. But that's not the church. We, the living stones, being built. Don't be scared. Say, I'm a stone, a living stone, put into the household. That's scriptural. It's a mystery. It's a mystery, yet every one of you, dis a verborgenheid, maar elkeen van julle hier, tot 'n mate, as ek dit sê, sien ek julle maak so, julle verstaan, iets in jou geestelik, verstaan wat ek sê, as ek sê, julle is die lewende kerk, julle is die lewende huis van die Here. Niemand sê, because that's scriptural, we're the household of God. And there's many scriptures you can go and read about being built up into the household of God. That's the first thing. What's our purpose on earth? Remember what I said? I'm going to be talking about our purpose on earth, not today, but the next week or two. Our purpose on earth and our preparation for eternity. Ons doel op aarde en ons voorbereiding vir ewigheid is baie belangrik. En het gaan hand in hand. Ons doel op aarde en ons voorbereiding vir ewigheid met Christus gaan hand in hand. Dit is nie apart nie. Ek is nie hier permanent nie. Dan ken ek nie die skrif nie. Die skrif praat baie duidelik, hier is 'n tydelike plek wat ons kuier. En daar's 'n ewigheid toekoms. En ons fight allemaal om te bly bestaan en te lewe en gesond te wees en beskermd te wees en voorsiening te hê. Ons beklei daarvoor en dis reg. Want ons iets in ons sê, ons tyd is nie nou klaar nie. Jou tyd wat hier sit is nie nou klaar nie. So I have a purpose as the living rock, Christ the cornerstone, and I'm rock or stones with him in this living building, and I have a purpose to give light and hope to the world. Maak het sin? It's the first one. I've done son, I'm a son of God. I belong to the family of God. Next thing he says, you're a stone. You're part of the household of God. You're part of a building project of God. What's the next one? 1 Corinthians, you can put it on. 1 Corinthians 12, 20, 27. What does it say? Maar julle is die liggaam. Wat sit by mama? Wat soek jy tissue? Daar sê. Gee vir mama. Listen nicely. You're a son of God. You're a living stone. Then he comes in and he throws another curveball with the verborgenate. He says, you're part of the body, you're a body part. A body part and a brick is not the same thing. So now what are you? Are you a son, a body part, or a brick? You know what? Let your spirit testify, you all three. Functioning different. Don't be confused about it. Jammer, as ek nou die liggaam of is ons nou een klip in die huis van die Here. Nee, hy is al drie. En as jy kan 'n volwassenheid hê om al drie te kan sien, sal jy begin anders te groei in die liggaam van Christus. Daar's net een hoof. Daar's net een cornerstone. And this is not the Pope. The Pope is not the cornerstone of the church. And the apostles. And the pastor. There's one cornerstone, Christ. There's one head of the church. It's Jesus Christ, the head of the church. And we the body, with function, to give beauty, to give expression of this house. Some of us might be a brick, but take the brick out, you see the hole. Put the brick in, well, you just see a wall. But you need it there, because that makes it nice. As ek nou 'n gat maak in die muur, dan sien jy die gat die hele dag en sê, ou pastor, jy moet hom nie goed reg maak, man. Maar sit hom in, en dan weet niemand eintlik wat gaan aan met die baksteen nie. Of miskien is ek en jy 'n deur, of wat ook al, en ons gee expression on the household of God. But just like a body, are we not the head, but we the body of Christ? And the Bible says so. One's a eye, and one's this, and a ligament, and we're all working together to do what? To give expression that Christ is alive and living. It's my purpose on earth is that people will come into God's kingdom, and I'll give expression of the living Christ through being part of the body of Christ. But when you and me fighting and ek beskinder vir jou en ek haat jou en ek steel by jou en ek praat sleg van jou en daar's niks reflection of the body of Christ on earth. People just laugh. And we are, it's a verborgenheid. We are the body of Christ. Doesn't it say so? Maar julle is die liggaam van Christus en lede afsonderlik. So ek is 'n kind van God, maar ek is ook deel van 'n bouprojek. En ek is deel van die liggaam. Jy kan nie sê, nee, jylle moet, ek is kind van God, gewas deur die bloed, gaan jylle liggaam maar aan waar jylle is, net solank ek en my vader happy is. That's cool, but it's onskriftuurlik. Dis waar, maar is ook nie waar nie. Want net soos jy met jou vader moet sit, moet ek connect met jou, want jy is deel van hierdie liggaam. Come on. And that gives expression to the body. Julle kan self gaan lees, as julle wat skryf, Efesiërs 2, 19 tot 22, praat hy van the household of God. Die huisgesin. The household of God. The ecclesia is the household of God. But today I want to speak about the purpose of the bride. And I'm not... Daar's wonderlike video's van al hierdie goeters oor die bruid en almal beklei en probeer bewys wie's bruid en wie's nie bruid nie en alles. Ek sê net, hey, listen, I want to tell you something. It's very important that I'm saying this. There's people who belong to churches that don't know Jesus that are going to hell. So they're not part of the church or the body or the bride. I don't think we need to be ignorant with that. people who've come in and been born and grew up and gone through all the rituals of church and said, I'm part of the church. Well, you're not part of the living church unless you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So we're clear on that. But be careful not to get into funny stuff that says, yes, I'm so strong in the Lord, I'm part of the bride, but these people are the church and they're not part of the bride. And because there's teachings that says only Israel is the bride. There's teachings that says, no, the New Jerusalem is the bride, because it does say so, the wife. And I just want to say one thing. The New Jerusalem, if that streets of gold and stuff, Jesus not marrying gold and silver, he doesn't need it. Christ's bride is people. Christ's not marrying some aliens or some stones and gold and pearls. And you and me must decide that. And I said to Corinne, I want to live and move into a place of preparation to be with the bridegroom. Mark it soon. Because no one knows the day and the hour. His Bible longer what they can't say. So kom ons begin bou aan bietjie ons deel met voorbereiding. Ek gaan net wegspring met 1 Johannes 3 vers 2. Dit gaan nou nie, dit gaan oor die bruid, ons gaan nou in die bruid in 1 Johannes 3 vers 2 sê geliefdes, nou is ons wat kinders van God. Nee, maar ek dog jy's 'n steen, 'n lewende steen. Medebouers. Nee, ek is, maar ek's 'n kind van God. Amen. En kyk wat sê hy. Geliefdes, nou is ons kinders van God en dit is nog nie geopenbaar wat ons sal wees nie. That's the word that says so. Nog nie geopenbaar nie, daai verborgenheid. Maar ons weet dat ons, as hy verskyn, aan hom gelyk sal wees. Ek het nie 1 Johannes skryf, it was John on Island of Patmos, sitting alone with the Holy Spirit for years. I think he's quite accurate when he said the following. He said, we don't know, but when he appears, what I do know is we'll be like him. Why? Because I've become a son of God, a child of God. Christ's in me. He says, omdat ons hom sal sien soos hy is. Okay, nou, hier begin ons bietjie met die preparation. Come on. Hy sê hierdie, ons is kinders van God, nie openbaar. Ons weet as hy verskyn, gaan ons gelyk wees aan hom. En dan sê hy baie interessant in vers 3. En elkeen wat hierdie hoop op hom het. Wie van julle het hoop op daardie eerste deel? Kan jy jou hand opskie? As ek en jy durf sê, ek het hoop, dan is my challenge, die volgende deel, wat sê, elkeen wat hoop op hierdie het, reinig, hier kom ons nou, nou stretch ons bietjie die teologie, reinig, wie? Onself. Hy sê nie, hy is klaar gereinig nie, dit is een ongoing heiligmaking proces. Island of Patmos, John was not all de mekaar and wrote the book wrong. He said, all who have a hope on the appearing of the Lord, and that your hope is that you'll be like him. We all got feet of clay and we're limited with our insig and all of this stuff. But at the same time, he says, all who have hope on him will purify themselves. In other words, I constantly take stock take. Or not, I can fool you. Ek kan jou flous, dat die woord. Ek kan jou flous, maar die Here weet of ek self enige poging leef of het om rein voor God te leef en nie 'n game te speel met godsdienst nie. Jy sal sien waarna toe bou ons vanoggend. Do you have a desire to purify yourself from the deepest motives and drive of your heart? Why you do what you do? Is that in you? Is that in me, Ellen? I'm with you, eh? Remember, a pastor and an apostle and whatever is not above 1 John 3. He says, if you have a desire, an expectation of the coming of the Lord, you purify yourself. And that purify yourself not through a ritual that I put some special holy water on my head. So sit before God and say, Holy Spirit, show me. Show my motives. Show me what's really going on in my heart. What's driving me, Lord? Because I want to purify myself. And what God touches me might be different to Corinne, different to you and you. Each one of us will have different. Because the Holy Spirit is the presence of God, the person of God working within us, making us, forming us Christ-like. And He'll be speaking to us all the time. You guys with me? Still okay? Reinig homself soos hy rein is. So die eerste een ding is, dit val nie net uit die hemel uit nie. Das bietjie, dis die hele doel van vanoggend. Dis bietjie voorbereiding wat ek en jy moet doen vir die lewe wat kom hierna. The life that's coming after this life, we have to do some voorbereiding as the church. Is ek reg? O, magties. Ek wil graag vir julle lees, en hier is deel van die voorbereiding. Kyk wat Paulus sê in Paulus se hart, en hier kom het weer terug met die breid, voorbereiding en die breid. Ek doen baie basic vandag, maar luister mooi, 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2, kom ons kyk wat sê Paulus. He says, I am jealous for you. Hy praat nie hier met Israel nie. Ouens, hoor my, die geskiedenis sê, daar was, hulle kan het nie pinpoint nie, between 50 and 150 people, this size, in the Church of Corinth. Those two letters that you read, over and over, Corinthians, were written to one church, the size of this, or maybe smaller. And it's lasted 2,000 years, nearly, just under 2,000 years. And he was not writing to Israelites, he was writing there was a minderheid van Joodse mense in die kerk van Korinth. Die meerderheid was heidene wat by die Here Jesus uitgekom het, wat die lig gesien het, soos ek en jy. Hy skryf vir hulle, en Paulus woeker met hulle, hy werk met hulle, en hy is besig met hulle, en hy skryf uit 'n diep hartsbegeerte vir hierdie gemeente. Kyk wat sê hy, he says, I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy. En dan kom Paulus, kyk hoe vat hy sy verantwoordelikheid op as 'n ledemaat van die liggaam. Hy is geroep as 'n herald en apostel. He's a part of the body of Christ. He's not the head, but he's called as a herald. Een wat die kerk bou en die nuus bring, apostel Paulus. And he's called and he's busy working with a church which is 80% or more non-Jewish people who've come to Christ. And he speaks to him and he says, I am jealous for you, the godly jealous. I, Apostle Paul, promised you to one husband. Husband, wife, bride, bridegroom. For me, that's just pure insig. Dit vat nie rocket science nie. Hy sal dit nie sê nie. En 'n verwagting skep te sê, ek, wanneer ek die Here soek en ek reinig myself en ek begin leef vir hom met 'n afwag, ek weet nie hoe dit gaan wees, dis 'n verborgenheid, hierdie ding van bruidegom en bruid, dis te groot vir my. Ja, daar's 'n Joods, jy kan het sien, want ons doen het verkeerd om die hele proces van die troue, en het was eers een betrouwel, en then this, en an announcement, en trumpets, and I, you go and read that, that's very interesting, and this die opbou tot dit, but it's a verborgen, is a verborgen, verborgenheid, dat ek, Ellen, sondaar wat gered is, wat kind van God geword het, gewas deur die bloed, aanvaar is deur die Vader, nou ook in voorbereiding kan word, as 'n bruid vir 'n bruidegom, en as ouer broers soos Paulus wat geskryf het, I've promised you to one husband, I've betrothed you, That's the other word it says in English. I've promised you to one husband. And look what he says. I've promised you to one husband. To who's that husband that he's promised these Corinthians? One husband, Christ. So that I might present you as a pure virgin. I read something about bride and bridegroom and husband and wife in that scripture. I do. He says, Paul comes in and he takes a big role and he says, I present you as a pure virgin. The previous scripture, Paul's working his best to get the people to walk purely with God. John writes the same. John and Paul weren't buddies. Eh? John writes the same. He says, hey guys, listen, there's something coming. You must purify yourselves. There where you live on earth, purify yourselves. Because there's something. We're going to be like him one day. So now start, purify yourself. Something of the Spirit. I love that term. The Spirit of the Word. Not just the Word of the Spirit, but the Spirit of the Word. There's the same motive, the same drive, the same Spirit encouraging the same message to the stones, the children, the bride, and the body, is to say, your body's a temple of God. Fresh and salt water don't flow out of the same fountain. And we're all challenged. We're working on it. So there's no condemnation for those in Christ. There's daar's nie veroordeling vir jou nie, maar daar's 'n bemoediging deur die Gees wat sê, daar kom 'n dag wanneer die trompet gaan blaas. Daar kom 'n dag wanneer ons soos hy gaan wees, maar kom ons berei voor nou al. En nie net los. Sê, o, Jesus, as ek lucky is, ek moet net nie gevang word met my broek op my knieën nie, as die trompet blaas, jy weet. Ek wil daarom miskien in 'n kerk wees daai Sondag. Come on guys, we don't live like that. There's no luck in the kingdom. There's purpose. We're living for Christ. And I'm not judging and you don't judge, please. Paul says, I don't judge anybody. Our job is to get you to love the Lord and walk with the Lord. Let's go back there. 1 Johannes 3, vers 2. Ons doen nou weer die herhaling. En dan gaan ons 4 punte doen. Hoe kan jy jouself begin voorberei? Baie eenvoudig. Geliefdes, nou is ons kinders van God en dis nou nog nie geopenbaar wat ons sal wees nie. Maar ons weet dat ons, as hy verskyn aan hom, gelyk sal wees, omdat ons hom sal sien soos hy is. En elkeen wat hierdie hoop op hom het, reinig homself. Hoe reinig ons onsself? How do we purify ourselves? Holy water? Oh, come on, please. Ja, pastor, apostel Sunse het nou gebid oor hierdie water, en as ek hom nou spuit oor jou, Jesus, dan sien nou rein. Please, man. Dit is my die sadste ding, dat mense dit vat. En as jy 'n slukkie van het, vat, 'n slukkie, dan sê jy binnenkant rein. Regtig, hoe sê hulle vers hoeveel? You see, we need to purify ourselves, and make honesty with God. How do we do it? Because the one thing we do know is good works don't clean us. Goeie werke is nie die manier hoe jy jouself reinig nie. Goeie werke word uitgeleef deur die liggaam, want dis ons doel op aarde is om goeie werke te doen wat Christus sal beeld vir die wêreld. Dit bring my niks met die redding nie. Maak my nie rein nie, om goeie werke te doen, maak my nie rein nie. Jy kan kos gee vir die armes elke dag, en as jy klaar die kospakkie afgelaai het, die vieslikste goed by die huis gaan doen. Maak jy nie rein nie. So how do we purify ourselves? It's very basic that I'm going to share. I'm going to start today. First point that I want to share is, how do you purify yourself? It just goes back to you and your heart, like John urges, purify yourself. The first point I want to make is, draw near to God in honesty. Draw near to God before do's and don'ts. Nader tot God, voor moets en moenies. 'n Moet en 'n moenie moet vloei uit die verhouding en intimiteit met God, die moet en die moenie, moenie vloei, omdat jy intiem met God wil word. Hy nooi jou, die gordyn is geskeer. Kyk wat sê hy. John 4 verse 8, come near to God, or in other Bible says, draw near, in Afrikaans, I think it says, nader tot God. Nee, nader tot God. It says, come near to God, or draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Then he says, I'm now sitting in God's presence. Then God will start to speak to you. And then he says, wash your hands. You sinners, purify your hearts. You double-minded. Wash your hands, purify your hearts. But only after you've come to God. Don't try and wash your hands and cleanse yourself outside of God's presence. And that's another writer, James, Jacobus. And so he says, wash your hands. And so, what washes your hands? The word, the blood of Jesus? Yes. But you've got to sit in front of God, and God must say to you, that which you are using your hands for, Ellen, hoor mooi, dit waarvoor jy jou hande gebruik, verheerlik my nie. Laat ek vir jou wys, dis tyd dat jy jou hande was, dat hierdie instrumente begin gebruik word vir my heerlikheid. Maak het sin. Maar as jy in 'n do's and don'ts, gaan jy nie raakvat nie. Jy sal verbaas wees as jy sê, jy wil change. So point one is, come to the Lord first. Come near to God. Number two, this is all about our responsibility because he said wash, purify. Then number two is rid yourself or rid yourself. Jy sit nou in God se teenwoordigheid. Then he says, rid yourself. Why? Because I'm a bride in preparation. I'm a bride in preparation. I can't have the luxury of malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander. I can't have that luxury when a bride is being prepared. Ek wil nie sê faf, want dis 'n lelike woord, nee. Maar jy al gesien 'n bruid, julle girls wat al getroud is, jy al gesien die geskarrel, so half uur voor die troue, miskien 'n uur, hey? Julle wat dogters het, het jy al gesien. Die ma's is daar, die tannies en die sissies. En hier, hierdie haar is uit plek uit en skuif hulle die haar reg. En hierdie knippie moet eintlik hier wees. En jete, dit is naals en voete en hare en make-up. En daar's 'n groot, ek wil nie sê gevef nie, hoor, as ek het sê, dan sê nee. But there's a geskarrel around that girl to make her beautiful for her bridegroom. And she's in voorbereiding. It's not time for junk. But the church says, no, I'm still going to slander, malice, live impure. Like when the bridegroom blows the trumpet, then, or they announce it, die manne het ons eerste ingekom en, hier kom die bruidegom. Ja, nou moet ons nou reg maak. I don't think so. Het jy al gehoor van die vyf maagde? En die ander vyf. Half was voorberei. Die ander het nie saak gehad nie. Ek sê niks daardie nie. Ek sê net, if it's a bride, and everyone's talking about the times are coming closer, the world's finished, there's wars, rumors of wars, floods, there's droughts, there's flooding, there's economy, there's pestilence, is dit nie? Daar's klomp goed. En ons is in die tyd vir die voorbereiding van die bruidegom en die bruid. En ons doen ons beste, ons moet hard werk. Niks te doen met die werk nie. Want die woord sê, die een sal werk in die maal en die een sal gaan en die een bly agter. Die woord sê so, jy moet werk. Maar met die werk moet jou ingesteldheid wees. Ek is in voorbereiding vir die bruidegom. As dit nou is 10 jaar of 5 jaar, 50 jaar, maak die saak. I am now, as dit 5 minute is, of dit 10 minute, 'n uur is, of is 2 ure voor ons nou, kerk toe gaan, laat die dominee nou die seal, die deal doen met ons. The bride is in preparation. And God is busy working. The Holy Spirit is the one preparing the bride. He knows exactly how she must look for the bridegroom. The Holy Spirit is the person who is preparing the bride, for the bridegroom. He knows exactly what you need to do. Sometimes you don't do nails and the nails are wet and then you put the dress on. And the Holy Spirit's got an order that he's working with the bride, getting the bride ready properly, and we need to work with the Holy Spirit's leading. Rid yourself. Waarmee moet jy jouself rid vandag? Malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander of every kind. Number three. This is what I wanted to get to. This is just the introduction. Please, guys, always keep your lamp full, because you don't know the day and the hour. Oh, your lamp full. As jou kinders dit wil nie doen nie, as jou vrou dit nie wil doen nie, jou man dit nie wil doen nie, jy voor jou in die Here, want jy is kind van God. Ja, ons is nou een, ons gekoppel, ons is liggaam, en dit affekteer, maar ek moet eerst die seenskap van wording vat. I am a part of God's bride, and I must see that my lamp is full. And this all fits in, they all woven, it's a verborgen night. Look what he says in Matthew 25 verse 3, he says, en toe die wat dwaas was, hulle lampe neem, het hulle geen olie met hulle saam geneem nie. Empty lamps. Die chit-chat in die wereld, en die plezier van die wereld, was te groot, en het te veel tijd gevat, dat jy jou lamp volhou. Hy was op een tijd vol, maar ek het hom laat heeltemal uitbrand. En ek woeker met alles behalwe my voorbereide. Veroordeel? No, no condemnation. It's the urge of the Holy Spirit this morning. You are here with purpose. You guys, everyone that's here, you are here with purpose to hear this. To say, Lord, it's not a ritual I've got to do. It's a heart that draws near to God. It says, show me. Fill me, Holy Spirit, with your own presence. He says, maar die verstandiges het olie in hulle kanne saam met hulle lampe geneem. Hoe lyk jou lamp? Hoe lyk die olie? Ons het allemaal uitdagings in die lewe, maar ons doel is, keep the lamp burning. Can you say, how do you do it? Through the previous three verses. Go to God. Sit with him and say, Lord, fill this lamp. Lord, show me what I must get rid of. Show me what's causing this lamp to not burn. Holy Spirit, I pray. Let's not come Sondag ons bid en dan lach jy, dan rol jy op die vloer, gaan jy uit, sê, my lamp is nou vol. Ach, asjeblief. Dat het niks te doen met vol lamp nie. Vol lamp is a heart before God that says, I'm a vessel. That's meant to have the oil of God's Spirit in it. Speak to me through your word, Lord, and I open my heart. You said, if any man comes to me in dreams, from out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Lord, come and fill me. Let me burn for you. Let me be ready. Let me be bewus. Nie een kluisenaar nie, want jy werk nog in die land, en dan kom jy hier en haal die een. Dit is nie een kluisenaar nie, maar jy is afgesonder vir God. Reg, voorberei, vol. Psalm 19 sê, 105, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path. The word is one of them that fills that lamp and keeps it. What is the last but not the least? Goes together with the lamp. Galatians 5, verse 25. Afrikaans, it says, And if I can give it a word just before we read it, say, welcome the Holy Spirit's leading in your life. Verwelkom die Heilige Gees se leiding in jou lewe. In hierdie gemeente het ons oor en oor genoeg gehoor. Die Heilige Gees gaan jou nie lei buite die woord van God. Maar maak jouself oop vir die leiding van God se Heilige Gees in jou lewe, sodat jy konstant voorberei kan wees vir die bruidegom wat wel op pad is. Maak jouself oop dat as die Heilige Gees jou herinner aan 'n skrif of die Heilige Gees praat met jou in jou gees wat sê that's not on, stop it. Don't fight for your eie ek en jou eie wil. Release that. If the Holy Spirit is saying to you today, there's some people you're watching, the Holy Spirit saying, you've had this constant battle and this fight for how long? Why don't you are blocking being prepared. Release it. Give it over to God. Why are you holding on? Yeah, because I was innocent. So what? If that innocence of yours is blocking your growth in the Spirit, then release it and say, God, I give you, you know what happened. You know the story behind the story. I release it to you, Lord. I'm going to allow you to fill me with your word and with your spirit. Because I want to be a lamp burning. Firstly, this earth purpose, give people light, give people hope. And at the same time, I'm burning and ready for the coming of the king. If the king comes, that everything you've been building, first of all, is not going to go with. Second thing, if what you've built is in your own flesh, it's going to be tested with fire. And only what God's built will remain. That's scriptural. And so that's why the first point was, draw near to God. So he can show you, Alan, jy bou nou lekker hier, en jy noem het my koninkryk, maar eindelijk bou jy net omdat jy wil jy, mense moet jou nou net like, of jy doen het want jy wil nou power hê, of wat ook al. When you draw honestly close to God, your preparation starts, and he says, your motives are wrong. You're in the right place with the wrong motive. Why are you doing this? You understand? As ons deur die Gees lewe, laat ons ook deur die Gees wandel. Laat die Gees, laat jou wandel getuig van 'n geesgevulde lewe. Ek het so 'n nice ding gehad vandag. My vrou het dit ontdek. Ons sit saam op die bed vanoggend vroeg en ek gaan deur my notas in. Sy ontdek 'n kinder-app wat sy nie geweet het nie. En hier is hierdie prentjie van hierdie twee ouens. Die een ou bou Lego en die ander ou bou, maar die ander ou wat slim is, hy is nou die Christen oukie, hy bou die Lego en hy bou 'n jet of iets met Lego. Nee, it's cool, hey? Big jet with Lego. En hierdie ou is so jealous, hy loop na hierdie Christen ou en hy vat sy Lego en hy gooi hom stikkend op die vloer. Daar, maar hy doen het, hy spat die Lego in stikkies. En die Christen oukie kyk die oukie sê, en sê, why do you do that? Die ou sê, sort of, because I don't get mine right. En hy sê, let's pick it up. He said, I forgive you, let's pick it up and I'll show you how to build it. Let's rebuild it together. See, that's a different attitude of, you don't know how long I took to build it. You had no right to do that. You couldn't do that. You see, God's going to stretch the church to say, I'm going to have you wandel in die gees. Doesn't make it right what the bad guy does. It makes it right what the Christian did. And that's what God's saying. I want you to grow inside. Ek weet nie van Karine, ek het daar nie sien voorberei vir die troue nie, maar ek dink, die vloei van die troue is eintlik maar een vloei. Die voorbereiding voor die troue. It's a flow. And we must come into this walk with the Holy Spirit that will just guide us in that. I'm going to ask the band to come forward again. We're going to close with the last song. Ek sluit af met die volgende. Iemand het my 'n vraag gevra. Maar ek gaan alles verander, kan ek? Mekarla, kom ons doen die seën liedjie weer. Is dit reg? Gaan ons afsluit met die seën? Is jy vrede met dit? Guys, ek gaan afsluit. Iemand loop in my kantoor die ander dag. I'm going to say goodbye to the people watching. We're going to finish off with that song. And I want you to open your hearts with this word. Take those 4 points, read the scripture. And first of all, draw near to God. Go and sit with God and say, Lord, show me my hands and my double mind. Show me every area that is not walking in purity because you've already given me all the tools to be that child of God. God bless you. Thank you for watching.